Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of 1st and 2nd Kings, Week 1. The intrinsic revelation in 1st and 2nd Kings concerning the economy of God unveiled and conveyed through typology. Wednesday related verses. Psalm chapter 2, verses 6 and 12. But I have installed my king upon Zion, my holy mountain. Verse 12. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish from the way, for his anger may suddenly be kindled. Blessed are all those who take refuge in him. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 7 and 8. For Jehovah your God is bringing you to a good land, a land of water brooks, of springs, and of fountains, flowing forth in valleys and in mountains, a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive trees with oil and of honey. Joshua chapter 1, verses 5, 6, and 9. No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you. Be strong and take courage, for you will cause this people to inherit the land which I swore to their fathers to give to them. Verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and take courage. Do not be afraid or dismayed, for Jehovah your God is with you wherever you go. Song of Songs, chapter 1, verse 2. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is better than wine. Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 6. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us, and the government is upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. Related reading. The figurative portrait of God's eternal economy presented in the Old Testament spans 39 books, but it is only in 4 sections: in types, in history, in poetry, and in prophecy. The section of types is of 5 books, from Genesis to Deuteronomy. The section of history is of 12 books, from Joshua to Esther. The section of poetry is of 5 books, from Job to Song of Songs. The section of prophecy is of 17 books, from Isaiah to Malachi. The 39 books of the Old Testament can be divided into 3 5s and 2 12s. There are 5 books of types, 12 of history, 5 of poetry, 5 of the major prophets, and 12 of the minor prophets. We want to see the intrinsic significance of these 4 sections of the Old Testament. The types from Genesis to Deuteronomy unveil the triune God embodied in Christ as the center and circumference of his eternal economy. They also unveil this Christ as the blessing and everything to the triune God's chosen people. The 12 books of history from Joshua to Esther unveil the triune God's move in his chosen people to possess, inherit, and enjoy his promised all-inclusive Christ as the good land. They also unveil the failures of God's chosen people. The record of this in the Bible is a warning to us, the church people today in the New Testament. The poetry in the Old Testament is of only 5 books: Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Songs. They unveil that the triune God himself, not ethics or morality, should be man's pursuit as his perfection. This one sentence covers the central intrinsic revelation of Job. The Psalms unveil that this God was incarnated to be a man in the flesh, to be his anointed, who is his delight, who has been exalted by him, and who should be received, treasured, and exalted by his chosen people. Ecclesiastes unveils that all things in the human life under the sun are vanity of vanities. And Song of Songs shows that Christ, as the embodiment of the triune God, is the unique satisfaction to God's chosen people. Thus, we should pursue God as our perfection, and we should pursue Christ as our satisfaction. The 17 books of prophecy from Isaiah to Malachi unveil that the triune God embodied in Christ will come to be the God-man, to accomplish redemption for the fulfillment of God's eternal economy, according to the preceding three categories of the books in the Old Testament. They also unveil that the accomplishment of the processed and consummated triune God in Christ will consummate in the new heaven and new earth. All the above points present a vivid portrait of the all-inclusive Christ in and for God's eternal economy in the Old Testament. In types, we see that Christ is the centrality and universality of God's eternal economy and the divine blessing to all of God's chosen people. In history, we see that the all-inclusive Christ is the God-promised good land, which all of God's chosen people should take, possess, inherit, and enjoy to the uttermost, even to the level of kingship. In poetry, we see that Christ is the unique perfection for God's chosen people to pursue, and the unique satisfaction for God's chosen people to obtain and enjoy. Then in prophecy, we see that the triune God has become a God-man to accomplish his full redemption for the fulfillment of his eternal economy, which will consummate in the new heaven and new earth.